The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Tuesday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. And of course, it's the 21st day of March, 2023. And it's the day after spring. So officially spring has sprung, so as it were. Major announcements to make this morning, besides we're all sitting there waiting with bated breath for somebody to come and put the cuffs on President Trump. We don't know yet. Hasn't been announced, so just bear with me. It sure has started ballyhoo, though. Or brouhaha, or whatever other colorful words we can use here on the show. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, here's the thing about the Power Mall and the Power Hour. I got to talk about this. We have set up a Give, Send, Go account at the Power Hour. And the thing is we have been operating, and thank you to Rents Radio for carrying us and Global Star for broadcasting and getting us out there. But our shortwave frequency, 7.490, is in jeopardy. And if you're listening on shortwave, guess what? We may be pulling the plug on it. First off, we have not had a lot of response from listeners as to the fact that you listen to shortwave. And if you are listening via 7.490, then you need to send us some sort of an email or text, whatever the case may be. If you have a phone, you can text us at 877-817-9829, or you can call and let Jay know that you are listening to us on shortwave 7.490. In October 2022, we created a Give, Send, Go account for the Power Hour, and we got one donation of $25. And it costs thousands of dollars to operate a shortwave frequency per month. Per month. That means that if this is how it's going to go and the listeners aren't supporting it, we're going to have to pull the plug on 7.490. Hate to say it. Now, when you buy from the Power Mall, that helps. Those of you that like to call us on a regular basis, we certainly hope that you are buying your products from the Power Mall. You should be. Not just using us as a means to vent and carry on your political views. We really need you to support the show because it's the only way we stay on the air. So by buying from the Power Mall through our partners tab or whatever the case may be, you help keep that shortwave frequency on when you buy big time, and you rely on us for supplying you with your supplements and various other things that we have on the Power Mall. And the list is huge, and it costs us to run the Power Mall as well. But the Power Hour, we try to bring you interesting news and interviews and enlarge your thought processes past what they already are, past the brainwashing and garbage that you see or hear from mainstream media or from the next door neighbor that doesn't know more than you do. I remember my French teacher. She had an Italian name, Mrs. Gagliarducci. She's probably no longer with us. But my first French teacher, we call her Gag for short because we didn't want to say Gagliarducci all the time. She used to say, you know nothing and your neighbor knows less. That's because there were people looking at other people's papers. And I mean, how can you cheat in French? First off, you have to decipher what the word means before you can cheat, right? So anyway, I would think about that for a minute. But, you know more than your next door neighbor because you listen to the show. If your next door neighbor is woke, you have a real problem because now you have to try to communicate, knowing that the conversation may not be pleasant. But see, this is one of these unpleasantries that we have to talk about here on the show, is keeping 7.490 on. So if we don't hear from you, we're going to have to assume that there's only two people listening to us on shortwave, and we're going to have to pull the plug. That's just it, because it's costing too much money to keep that frequency up. I mean, you can hear us on AM, FM stations across the country. You can hear us on Rens Radio. And you can also hear us by phone, because we do have a phone number. So, you know, if you want to listen by phone, you can. So we want you to either text us or call us at 877-817-9829. Leave us a voicemail, text us. You can email us at support@thepowerhour.com or at thepowermall.com. Got several different ways you can become an affiliate. It grows our family, and we consider you and all of our listeners a family, but we have, like everybody else, monthly bills that have to be absorbed. And I, like I said before, when I took over the reins here, I did not realize how expensive it is to run a nationally syndicated radio show. And we're ranked 34th. I mean, in the top 50, that should tell you something. And this is of those, you know, the infamous surveys that includes the Alex Jones show. And see, we're not being sued. We don't have an attorney that sold us up the river like he did. We don't have all that going on here. And so we don't have a legal need for, we have a moral need for you to support us. That's one of the reasons why I'm having this conversation about the shortwave frequency, because it looks like it's going to go bye-bye very soon. And if we don't hear from you, we'll have to assume there's only two people listening. And I'll have to, you know, get on and crack the old joke about, yeah, my listeners were just frantic. Both of them just heard the show that I was going to, you see. You know, that's how that works. And, you know, in light of the humor, and I'm trying not to be the good humor man here. Remember that? I used to come around the neighborhood with ice cream bars. Yeah, especially if you lived up in the Northeast. Because I grew up in Connecticut as a kid. But anyway, so it's just one of those things that you look at and you just kind of shake your head and go, okay, Krieger, what are you trying to get across here? Well, I'm saying that we are still going to be here even if 7.490 goes away. We would prefer that it stay on there because it's just another means of communicating with you and getting the word out. But if you're not telling us that you're listening, we have to make a decision. It's a business decision, strictly. All right. So just so you know, we have the White Harvest seed kits back in stock since it is after the first day of spring, which was yesterday at 5 p.m. Central. And you can start your planning. I've got mine all ready to go. I got some more raised bed garden soil and got those little fiber pots that you can plant all your seedlings in. And when they start growing, you plant them in the soil and you don't have to take them out of the fiber pot because it will absorb once it gets wet and become part of the soil. So that's kind of a cool thing. So, you know, we have about 180 of those things to start. So, yeah, we're taking a and making a serious effort to get this thing moving forward. That's why we have the forum at thepowerhour.com, where you can click on menu and click on forum, click on community, and we're there. All right. You go to the forum. You can see all the things that people are doing to contribute once you get approved to participate. And that's why we have it. You click on the community tab on thepowerhour.com, and then you click on the forum, and it takes you right there where you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners on the show topics and gardening tips and all the other good stuff. So, and we appreciate all of your input on the phone lines, which 844-769-2944. That is a toll-free number. Get you into the studio, and then you can air your grievances with whatever the news of the day is, or things that are on your mind that you want to discuss that you think other people should know about. Those are called solutions. We're all about that here. I am slowly working on a podcast. And I wanted to bring that up because of the thing that, you know, we have sponsors here at the Power Mall that help us out. And they appear on our show to discuss things. Frank Davis, as a matter of fact, will be on our show this morning at the bottom of this hour. So we have 10% off OptiVita products, which is why Frank's coming on the show. We also have 10% off North American Urban Spice products. And like I said, when I launch the podcast, it'll be coming over thekriegerfiles.com. And I will become an affiliate of the Power Mall and the Power Hour, all right? The podcast will be affiliated with the show because I'm going to be discussing a lot of stuff on the podcast that I discuss on the show. It will be an extension of my thought processes on given subject matter, and we're targeting the main channels like Brighty on Rumble, BitChute, and so, you know, besides the website itself, thekriegerfiles.com. So that website is not been activated yet. It's still there. I still own it, but it's not been activated yet because we're getting things together, and we do have a sponsor for that. So tentatively anyway. So we're working through all of these things and hope to bring you that podcast. That's a bit of news that you didn't know about that I'm talking to you about now, because we'll get into some really deep conversation on that podcast. We're also on social media here at thepowerhour.com, Power Hour Nation, on Facebook, Twitter. And of course, if you want to hear the Power Hour on your local radio station, which would be the better way to hear it, reach out and touch the program director of that radio station and let them know you want to hear the Power Hour. And usually the ones that want to carry that, even if it's a rebroadcast, the ones that want to carry it are the news talk stations. Yeah, so don't call ESPN up and think that they're going to carry it, even though they're starting to lay people off. Yep, they're not exempt from layoffs. Yep, that's another little bit of news I was going to share this morning. ESPN is going to start cutting jobs. See, even the sports business gets affected. Maybe these people are redundant. Who knows? I know they certainly don't work from home, because you can't be in the sports business and work from home. In world news, the EU is voting to implement block-wide digital IDs in the latest step towards the Chinification of Europe. Yeah, this is a member of the European Parliament is saying here for the Christian Democratic National Peasants Party. He's described the EU's latest push for cross-border digital IDs as another move toward the Chinification of the bloc. This is Christian Terhes making those comments. So they're going to vote on this great reset over there. If you're a member of the EU, I'm sorry. Opposition parties in France, meanwhile, are making an attempt to remove Emmanuel Macron and his government from power via a vote. There's ongoing riots across the country. We haven't heard the results of those voting things, which started Monday, yesterday. They don't want him in there anymore. And these are various opposition parties within the French parliament that have submitted a number of motions expressing no confidence in the Macron government in a bid to get it removed from power. Xi Jinping, by the way, we told you he was in Russia, claiming China is going to stand guard over the world order. That must be the Chinification the EU is talking about. Xi's public statements upon arrival were mostly about the growing partnership between China and Russia, obviously driven there by the Biden administration, as we all know. Putin played his part as a junior partner in the new axis of tyranny, gushing over the Chinese leader and promising clarification for why Putin made things awkward for Beijing by invading Ukraine. Credit Suisse shares, by the way, crashed to a record low after that emergency takeover yesterday. That UBS is going to buy the troubled bank in a multi-billion dollar deal, backstopped by a Swiss central bank $100 billion emergency credit line. Yeah, the shares of Credit Suisse clawed back some of the initial losses that morning, but it kind of got crazy over there. Yeah, UBS taking over the distressed peer in a state-backed takeover. Yeah, 167-year-old Credit Suisse, $3.23 billion, absorbing up to $5.4 billion in losses. North Korean state media yesterday said dictator Kim Jong-un personally oversaw drills over the weekend that simulated his regime's war deterrence and nuclear counterattack capability, meaning a nuclear attack on the U.S. and South Korea. The drill included the troubling launch of an alleged solid-fueled ballistic missile from a hidden underground silo. For those of you, boy, things are getting a little intense, huh? U.S. still is going to continue to focus on China's forced organ harvesting, according to the State Department. Yep. Now, I'd just like to know what it is that our Congress and everybody's going to be able to do to stop China from organ harvesting of live individuals. I'd like to see how that's going to work, especially when China and Russia are getting closer and closer to being best buds. Don't know how that's going to work, but, you know, maybe our listeners know. Dustin in Michigan, you're on the horn. What's going on?
Hey, 7490 there. When 7490 was abandoned before by, I don't know what happened, but anyway, that pretty much decimated the show at that point. That's where the majority of the audience is. And yes, most of the people that listen to the Power Hour are probably in a grass hut somewhere with long wire, don't have a telephone to call you. So, you know, it's on us to bring up the slack so that this doesn't get destroyed again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do. We don't want that to happen. That's one of the reasons why I was on here discussing it this morning as a matter of business for those of us who are out there relying on shortwave. And I mean, I think shortwave is great, except the problem is, Dustin, there's really, and this is a business thing, there's no real way to measure the number of listeners out there. We have to assume maybe 1,000 people are listening on 7490 until we hear otherwise. We don't know.
Well, okay, you've got the 7490, but there's the WWCR podcast stream that I'm listening to you on right now. So you're currently doing a podcast. I don't understand why you're doing another podcast or something. Or maybe
that's an extension. No, that's an extension. I announced that because that's a planned extension of what we're doing here on the Power Hour.
I see. Well, the WWCR stream is really, really weak. I mean, as far as the signal level. So when I listen to the Power Hour, I normally rebroadcast that on my FM so that we in the neighborhood can pick that up. Okay, that's great, but now I've got to really crank that up. And then, say, at noon when InfoWars comes on, I switch from your stream to there or whatever. There's like a 12-decibel difference. So I brought this up on your or with your call screeners last week, but it's still really weak. So if you're concerned about listeners on WWCR, maybe, you know, check into those levels.
Okay. I'm waiting on a response from them, as a matter of fact. And the thing is that, you know, our broadcast engineer can help you out with that. So if you want
I'm just a listener. I'm just a listener on this. Trying to help.
No, I get it. But my guy's telling me he can help you out with that. So if you want to hang on, he'll be on the phone with you here in a second. Debbie in Indiana, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm moving right along.
I want to say good morning to everybody. I keep hesitating on calling because all your callers.
And why
are
is that? You're just smart. Debbie, you're just having a conversation with me. Just that's what you have to understand. It's like you're calling your best friend and you're having a conversation, and that's all this is.
You know, but I
just think in those terms.
Kind of just like feel stupid, but I like the callers. I get a lot of information from them. But I was just wondering if any of the listeners been getting calls from the Board of Health on behalf of the CDC, because I've been getting them, and the first time they called me, I only answered the first two questions. I'm like, wait a minute, something's not right here. But they asked, because it's your home phone, and then the second question was, is it a cell phone? And I hung up on them, and they keep calling back.
Oh, my.
And I told And I told him, I said, if you tell me what you're getting at right off the bat, instead of asking all the questions, and she's like, well, we have to go, like, start from the beginning to the end. And I said, well, I have no comment.
Oh, we have to. Oh, my, Debbie, do you see where this is going? This is called surveillance state, and I definitely, that particular number, is it the same number that calls all the time?
Yes.
Okay, you can block that number on your cell phone.
I don't use my cell phone.
It isn't, or it
they
is?
I have a house phone.
Oh, they do. Wow. You know, the thing is that, you know, if people call your home number, and I know this is a big major inconvenience, but if I keep getting the same repeated calls, I usually call the phone company and say, hey, I'm getting these repeated calls, and I need to change my number because this is ridiculous. I should not be getting these calls. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The government has no business calling up consumers and demanding information from them. That we have to automatically assume they're a scam artist and trying to get information out of us, claiming that they're the government. You know, and that's the sort of thing that, you know, I would hang up on them too. So if they keep doing it, just tell the lady, look, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't want to be rude here, but don't call me again. Click.
Well, they record what you say, too. So I just let them know, no comment. Then one lady says, you have to say yes or no. And I yelled, I'm like, I said no comment.
There you go. Thank you for that.
Dave?
Yes.
These phone calls started after I went to my doctor and refused the jab.
Uh-oh. Well, your doctor obviously put a code in his report, which that code we told everybody was going to happen. So when you go to your family doctor, your doctor that plays in the mainstream medical profession and does not look at himself as someone who is questioning what is going on here, like our frontline doctors have been. You know, when you got situations like that going on, the biggest problem we have is doctors that get too nosy and start asking questions that, you know, it's like, okay, that's my right to privacy, and you can claim under HIPAA. But see, the thing is once he puts that code down in your medical record and then records it in the system, it goes right to the Medical Information Bureau, and now the government's got access to it. So this whole thing about HIPAA is a joke, and you are not bound to discuss anything. In fact, the response that I've been hearing, which is more so appropriate than not, is what business is it of yours? Did you get the jab? You know, and either way, if he calls it a vaccine and you call it a jab, he's going to know, because they've all been programmed to understand exactly what's going on. He's going to know by your particular, you know, well, I've always gotten vaccines up until a point. Have you gotten the vaccine? This latest one, have you gotten it? And see, if he says, well, I don't have to tell you that, say, well, turnabout's fair play. I don't have to tell you either. Because that's my right to privacy. You know, that's what I'm sorry. He's your doctor. I get another doctor. I'm sick and tired of these doctors invading. I don't even trust modern medicine anymore, Debbie.
I don't either. But, you know, my doctor, first when she tried to give me the jab, she's like, me and my family took it. And I'm thinking, who cares?
Well, obviously, you know, mainstream medicine thinks that they're doing the right thing. It's safe and effective. And see, when you turn a blind eye to all of this stuff, this is when things happen that are bad. The outcome is always bad because you blindly trust your government. I mean, even Bruce Springsteen in one of his songs said, blind faith in your leaders will get you killed. So, you know, we have to look at this with suspicion. You know, my suspicions were always aroused, but more so in the 90s. When a lot of this stuff happened, Waco, Oklahoma City, all of this stuff, you know, when Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, all of this stuff in the 90s is what made me start thinking about government overreach and the fact that these people are calling you and your doctor's asking you questions. I mean, this is unprecedented abuse of authority, period. This is as bad as what's going on right now with Trump, you know, being reportedly ready to be arrested. So it's kind of a crazy thing. But that's what I would do, is I just tell the doctor to stick it where the sun never shines. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much, Debbie. Take care of yourself. John in Kansas, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the only way I've ever heard the Power Hour is shortwave.
Okay. Then, you know, that's what we appreciate your chiming in and letting us know. That's the only way that you can get it. You know, if there was some alternate way that we could get this out to the masses, we would. So right now, you know, it's incumbent upon us, if people, you know, they need to start supporting us through the Power Mall or through our Give, Send, Go account. So that's one of the reasons why we made the plea, John. So we appreciate you letting us know that this is. And how long have you been listening?
I've been using the Power Mall for years. Jay and I have known each other for a long time.
Okay, so you know Jay. Okay, so that must mean you shop at the Power Mall. Yeah, we appreciate that. So 7.490, we got to vote for that.
Yeah, I don't know any other way to listen to you, because where I live, cell phones don't work. I don't have a computer. I don't watch television. I'm up here in the hills of Kansas, so
okay. Well, you know, I know KCXL and Liberty is probably the closest radio station to you, but if you're up in the hills, would that be the Flint Hills?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I kind of said that when you said up in the hills. There's only one set of hills I know in Kansas, and that would be him. The thing is that, you know, KCXL and Liberty is one of the radio stations. So anyway, we're going to have Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite on. And you can actually, through the Rick Satellite system, you can pick us up on Global Star, because that is one of the frequencies that you can listen to the Power Hour on. And I'm going to, that's one of my to-dos this year, is to get Rick Kaler's system in my house, because we're getting tired of watching the same crap on cable. And so, you know, it's time to make a change. Anyway, John, I appreciate your calling, and I'll let the producers know you called.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So here's the thing. We don't know yet. I'm going to be tuning in to some other channels while the show is going on. I have TV parked right overhead of me, mounted up on the wall, so I can see if anything breaks while we're on the phone as to whether or not the grand jury has come out with anything in New York. I can't reasonably see that a decent person would stoop to this. There's apparently a lot of stuff going on right now. One of Michael Cohen's legal advisors went there on his own and testified that Michael Cohen is a liar, that anything he said to the grand jury is of zero legitimacy. It's just one of those things. We'll keep you posted if something goes down, of course, as the show progresses. Frank Davis, we're planning on having him join this morning. We'll be back after these words from the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Dave Krieger with you here. And of course, one of the things that we talk about at the Power Hour is what's going on at the Power Mall and some of the nutritional benefits that we have in the form of supplements. And now there is a new product out that many of you have been trying. As a matter of fact, it's been flying off the shelf. And this is one of the ways that you can help support us and keep 7.490 on the air is when you go to the Power Mall and you shop the Power Mall. That's what every little bit helps. It really does. And not only that, we want to keep you healthy. And that's one of the reasons Frank Davis is with us. And we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about the sugar to fiber. That's huge. It's flying off the shelf, isn't it, Frank?
No question. It's already taken over a number one seller.
Oh, my gosh. You know, see, the thing is people know when they got a good thing. And this is something that... You know, you've been in this thing the last 20 plus years of your life, studying and researching health and nutrition. And so this is one of these things, and it's the only product that doesn't have enzymes in it per se, right? But it's got everything else in it that you need to basically do what it says, turning sugar or glucose into fiber, which is then useful and digestible in the body and helps maintain health. At least, you know, I know when they always tell you, if you have issues with bowel movements, that fiber is a good thing. So, you know, I need you to elaborate on that. I know that's at this hour of the morning. It's like, wait a minute. He's talking about taking a dump at this hour. What is going on here? All right. So No, but there's all sorts of good things about this product. And the reason that people are ordering it like crazy is because it's working. It's bringing down the blood sugar level.
Absolutely. Now, it actually is a blend of plant digestive enzymes. So it has all the enzymes in there that break down foods so your body can utilize them, absorb them. So it has protease, lipase, amylase, those break down protein, carbohydrates, fats. But it has this patent-pending enzyme that literally converts sugar in any form, whether it comes from the starch, your potatoes, bread, pasta, or whether it's come from table sugar, sucrose, that normally an enzyme will break that down in between glucose and fructose. But this new enzyme converts 50 to 90% of that sugar into dietary fiber in the gut, which acts as a prebiotic, feeding your good bacteria. So it is enhancing your gut health, which is critical.
Right, it is. And so that's the thing, is that this particular enzyme that you're talking about here is only available in sugar to fiber. So trying to clarify that. All right. So from all the other products that we have out there, because I take Complete Essentials in the form of a shake and we mix all sorts of fruit and stuff with it. And so, that's kind of like could be a morning meal. I mean, you do that Complete Essentials as part of your morning regimen, do you not?
Absolutely, have been doing it for almost 30 years every day. I never miss a day. It's my insurance policy that I'm giving my body everything it needs in the form of nutrients so that I'm functioning the way my body was designed to function, even at age 76.
Yeah, see, that's how I was just going to bring that up. Here you are in your 70s. You're still playing golf. You're still active. You're still doing all those things that we all should be doing at your age and older. I mean, this is the thing. I think here we'll be talking to you 4 years from now when you turn 80, and you'll still be taking Complete Essentials every day. And you see, folks, it's all about health. That's why we're on the show doing what we're doing here. This isn't hype or promotion. We've been sharing some science here. And sugar to fiber, this is the thing. You've actually been hearing comments and results and getting testimonials on this, have you not?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. The beauty about this product is it's so measurable. If somebody has a continuous glucose monitor or they check their glucose levels, it is visible. They can see the results, how it flattens out the glucose curve after you eat. The recommended that they take two capsules prior to a meal, especially a heavy carb meal, or whether taking dessert or whatever, and they will notice a difference if they measure it. I actually have never measured mine, other than at a physical, and I got a little glucose monitor, where I prick my blood, and I do the same thing for my wife, and it's amazing to see the difference. Especially if you take a set meal and then do exactly the same thing at the same time the following day and see the difference of how that flattens out your glucose levels. And, if you understand what glucose is doing to your body, especially those out-of-control spikes, that it is literally the underlying cause for so many things. Forget diabetes or pre-diabetes, but, kidney disease, heart disease, it is literally one of the biggest problems we're facing today. 90% of adults have out-of-control glucose levels.
Wow. See, and that's the thing. The key here, for those of you that are even remotely interested, and I know there's a lot of you out there that immediately called and bought several bottles of sugar to fiber, and you need to stock up. You cannot run out of this stuff, especially if you're diabetic. That's the real downside is when they find out that your blood sugar levels are up in the 180s or the 190s, and it's a constant. There's two things that affect it in my book. Now, Frank, you can agree to disagree, or you may have something to add to this, but most recently, I was informed by a medical professional, and I'll refer to him as that, that what causes this mostly is diet and what we eat and how our body processes it. And so the reason that you take this an hour or two before you eat, especially if it's a carb-based diet, and the whole we were told by this medical professional yesterday that you got to watch the, you know, because keto doesn't, to me, ketosis is very difficult to achieve, and mostly diabetics, generally, it has to do with carbs and fat. We don't want either of them in the system. And this obviously is a way to control the carb intake of your body by converting it. That's, in essence, what sugar to fiber does, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, carbs basically break down to sugar, and part of that is glucose. And glucose is really the our body needs glucose, but it only can use much. We're taking approximately five times the amount of glucose in the American diet than we're supposed to take. So when you figure that you have an enzyme that is literally converting 50 to 90% of that glucose, the sugar, into fiber in the gut, it's taking something unhealthy for the body and converting something to healthy, as you mentioned, that helps not only in your digestion, but is also helping into your bowels, you know, for a healthy regularity.
I get
you know,
it.
But you
yeah.
know, then you also take the into consideration, if you're taking 50 to 90% of the calories and converting that to fiber, so your body, you're eliminating, in essence, 50 to 90% of the calories that are coming from sugar. So it's obviously going to have a good effect on weight maintenance.
It will. And the thing is, too, is that there are some vegetables like carrots, I understand, are high in sugar. Now, I don't know. Some people say good sugar, bad sugar. To me, bad sugar is high fructose corn syrup. That's bad news, and I'm always looking at product labels to make sure I'm not ingesting any of that stuff. That's the bad sugar, right?
It is absolutely bad sugar. And the interesting thing is even fructose will break down as it breaks down to for the body to use into glucose. So part of that comes out. So, again, this enzyme, you know, treats sugar in any form that it comes in and will take the glucose as it is broken out and convert that to fiber. So, you know, you're irrespective of the form that sugar comes in, whether it's from a fruit, whether it's from a starch, whether it's from table sugar, you're getting that type of benefit that is going to help significantly flatten out that glucose curve that everybody has as they eat foods, and it spikes, and then it goes down, then it spikes, then it goes down. You know, that is what is creating so much of the health issues that we're dealing with today.
Wow. And see, the thing is, the other health issue is the diet, obviously, because, see, here's the thing. When we get stressed out, what's the first thing we like to consume? Ultra-processed junk food, because it makes us feel better. And that includes, and I hate to say this, sorry, Kraft, macaroni and cheese. This stuff is loaded with starches that converts to sugar, like alcohol. People who drink like crazy, and you know, when they locked us down, everybody, you know, what's really funny is they didn't lock down the liquor stores. And you know, there's a reason for this, because they wanted everybody to sit at home and get snockered. And so, you know, I scratch my head in amazement at how we've been played and what we need to do to stop it. And the sugar to fiber is one of those. Debbie in Indiana, you're back on the phone. You have a question for Frank Davis. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
You know what? I'm a diabetic. I get highs sometimes, like in the 200s, but not all the time. Is it still good to take the sugar to fiber?
Oh, absolutely, Debbie. You know, again, I have several testimonials. One of them is from a type 2 diabetic that has been had it for 33 years, and he wrote me a full page of the significant impact it had. He said, like, you know, he says, I love foods, but he said, you know, and sometimes I was at work and they had a party and I just ended up eating all this stuff. And he said, I went home and he said he takes checks his blood sugar levels, you know, like three times a day. He says, I knew it was going to be over 200 just because if I normally eat that stuff, it'll spike to 200 plus. He said it was 111. He said, I was absolutely shocked that there was that much difference. So, you know, again, I'm highly suggesting, depending on what you eat, if it's a carb-heavy meal, processed foods, you name it, I would take two to three of them before that. If you're eating a salad for lunch, you might not even need it or you just take one. But it will make a difference. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic or insulin resistant, it will, or just, you know, a normal, you know, have no real blood issues. Everybody has these spikes when they eat these processed, you know, refined foods, and this will flatten that out. I assure you, you try it. If you see your blood sugar when you normally eat certain foods or a certain dinner, take two of them an hour before you eat and then measure it and watch the difference.
Yeah, because we need to make sure, Debbie, you take it an hour before because your body needs time to process the enzyme that is in sugar to fiber in order for it to work right.
Okay, it won't give me big drops, will it?
It won't what?
Give me a drop in my blood sugar to, like, too low?
No. It basically flattens it out. So what it's doing, your body, if you're taking food, your body needs a certain amount of glucose for energy. What it doesn't use, it triggers the insulin in there, and the insulin then forces that excess glucose you're taking into your liver and or your muscle. And then if you fill that up, then it stores it as fat. So basically it's taking that excess glucose that your body is not utilizing and converting that to fiber.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Debbie. Is the thing. But this is not a stupid question. That there is no such thing when we're talking about stuff like this. This is all serious stuff. We all know that if you're diabetic, borderline, pre-diabetic, whatever the case may be, this especially will help you. The thing is that, and I know a lot of people who are. The thing is that they're now seeing results taking sugar to fiber, especially if they follow the protocol and take at least two before eating a heavy carb meal. Like Frank said, if you're just having a salad for lunch, diet is a huge thing with diabetes. And, like I said, a lot of people I know have tried the keto, which a lot of doctors are all about the keto now. And the problem is with the keto diet, it is hard to hit ketosis. And so, you know, you're kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, as the saying goes. And so, you know, we're trying to find alternatives to help people. And this is one of them. And this is why we have Frank on the show, and this is why 10% off on OptiVita products this week, because we want people to support the show, so especially we can keep 7.490 hot and heavy so you can listen to it, because we have some other ways that you can listen to the show if we pull 7.490 off, and that's with Rick Satellite. So understand, this is why we have Frank on, is to talk about some of this stuff. Now, there is also... for those of you, because we've got the Complete Essentials and we touch base on that. That's a great product. We use it every day. You have digestive enzymes, which work differently than what sugar to fiber does. It helps to digest food, right?
Yes, but however, the sugar to fiber does have all the enzymes in there to help digest food. It just happens to now have that patent-pending enzyme that breaks down the glucose or the sugar to fiber. So it will also function much like the existing enzymes with this added benefit.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Now, see, so here's a little truth bomb we just dropped out there. For those of you who have been ordering digestive enzymes, if you switch to sugar to fiber, you're going to still get the same as you would in the digestive enzyme. So this is something new, but it's working because we've actually seen and heard results right here on the show. And, you know, we wouldn't make claims that that Frank himself can't back up. And he has given it to his in-laws and relatives, and they've tried it, and it's working for them. So this is one of the reasons why we have it here. Now, with all of the germophobia going on out there, this is one of the reasons why we have silver lozenges and the super krill oil and the silver gel and the silver solution, which, you know, that works great, especially in this tankard of water I've got here, and we're drinking a lot of it every day. Water's good. You need a lot of it, clean water. But the thing is that the silver, and we're talking about the 60 part per million, this is the basically your minimum daily adult requirement, for lack of a better term, right?
You know, the 60 part per million is what we have in the lozenges, which give each lozenge a 10 part per million. And that is the optimal amount for actually the National Institute of Health last year did a study on nanosilver and published it on PubMed. And the title of that study said, "Nanosilver Proven Potent Antiviral Against SARS-CoV-2. Well, in that study, they identified the concentration and the parts per million, which matches identical to our nanosilver.
Wow, that's the silver solution, 10 part per million, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. See, it's on PubMed. Now, this is the thing. This is what my co-host in Florida and I were researching on PubMed a lot during this COVID pandemic, because there were a lot of stuff that we were seeing that didn't make sense. And so we were trying to get the word out of the government's own mouth to try to validate a lot of the things. And I'm glad you brought that up, Frank. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Frank Davis. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Frank, does this do anything for people with type 1 diabetes?
Well, here's my take. I had a lady on a type 1 diabetes that I sent it to. She has had it since, obviously, childhood, and she has the continuous glucose monitor with a insulin pump that's tied to that. And she told me, I haven't talked to her since, but the first 4 days, it did not trigger her insulin pump. And her endocrinologist was absolutely shocked. So my take is, no matter what, you know, what triggers that insulin, whether you have an insulin pump, is the spike in glucose. If you're able to naturally, with this enzyme, convert 50 to 90% of that glucose into fiber, it's either going to minimize what your body is reacting to trigger that insulin, or in her case, in that 4 days, and again, I don't know what it's done since, but I don't know how it could not help.
You haven't done any tests on people with type 1.
Other than what I just shared with you, no, just a lady that we've worked with that is a type 1 diabetic, and that was her initial result, was it literally, and I can't remember how she described it, but she said it, for the first time, it literally did not trigger her insulin pump, to pump insulin into her system. So,
okay,
you know, I think it, go ahead.
Could you Could you explain how this is called sugar to fiber, how you take a something that's liquid and turn it into fiber, which is solid?
Well, basically, when you take any form of sugar, I don't care whether it's a soda drink or anything, when you consume food, drinks, whatever, that have nutrients in it, every function in your body is dependent upon enzymatic action, and whether I call it from blinking to thinking. So what it does is the enzymes break down whatever's in that. If there is glucose, there's sugar, table sugar, then the enzymes do break that down. They break it down so your body can utilize it into molecules. So, you know, whether it's liquid, whether it's powder, whether it's just you're chewing food. When you chew food and your saliva, it breaks stuff down to where it actually becomes almost liquid going into your body. It has to break it down into the smallest form for your body to use it.
Well, we appreciate that. We're out of time here, Frank, and thanks so much for staying online. Carolyn, thanks for your call. We'll be back up to these words. We're going to try to get Scott Miller on the line at the top of the hour, so stay with us.
Harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.